In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is the 11th Sunday after the Pentecost, and we are still in the holiday of the Transfiguration, and there will be another 2 days, and then after that we're going to go into another major feast day, which is the Dormition of the Mother of God. My beloved, a great joy is for her that day, because she finally is going to be totally united with her Son and see Him eye to eye all the time, to be in heaven with Him. My beloved, today's reading of the Gospel was for the 11th week. That's where the Lord gives a parable how a man, a lord, wants to cause his debtors, and one man comes over to him and he's demanding to get back paid, pay him back the debts. And the man says, I cannot. He owed a tremendous amount of to this lord, in such a big amount that probably he wouldn't be able to pay it with all his life. And the Lord said then, well, if you can't pay it, I'm going to put you to jail, and I'm going to sell your wife and your children, because that's how they did it in those days when somebody is in debt. And, well, who is that man that is so much in debt to the Lord? It is me, it is you, it is us. We are in debt to the Lord. And so what happened? He fell down on his knees before the Lord and begged him to please give him time, that he'll pay everything back, and don't do this to him. Don't put him in jail and take the wife and sell it and the children. My beloved, and what happened? The Lord said that the man had then felt mercy for him. He had mercy for him, and he had told him that he's forgiving him totally all his big debt. And this is our Lord, our merciful Lord, that He is willing to do for us. But then listen what the Lord says further in the parable. He says the man walks away from the Lord, being freed from all the debt. And then he comes and he runs across a friend of his, which owed him a little tiny sum, which is probably maybe only one thousandth of what he owed to the Lord. And he approaches him and said, give me back what you owe me. And the man said, I'm sorry, I can't. And then fell down on his knees before him and said, forgive me, give me more time, and I will pay it back. But he wouldn't listen. He started to choke him and ordered him to be taken, took him right to jail. And of course, you see what happened. And the friends of him, they saw that, and they saw that that man was forgiven all the big giant debt that he had to the master, and here he couldn't forgive a tiny little bit to his friend. And so they went to the master and they told him what happened, and the master then called that man back again and said, I have forgiven you all your big debt, and shouldn't you have done the same thing to your friend, to forgive him the tiny little bit? And now I'm going to put you away, and you and I are going to be freed until you able to pay all your debts, which was, of course, it was going to be impossible. That's eternity he would have to do. My beloved, and watch out, don't let that happen to us. We know that the Lord forgives us, so do you or I, can we ever dare not to forgive somebody whatever they may owe us? And I don't care whether it is money, whether it is whatever it may be, whether they have insulted us through spitting on us and hitting us, stabbing us in the back, whatever they have done to us, that we feel that they are in debt to us because of how they behaved with us. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You and I have to recognize and know that we are in a great debt to the Lord. And then we have to remember, of course, our Father, the prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to the disciples. Our Father who art in heavens, hallowed be thy name. And as you know, there's a place there to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And of course, St. John Chrysostom says that if you and I do not forgive our debtors, then God is not going to forgive us our debts. And we are in much, much more bigger debt to the Lord than anybody can ever be to us. I don't care what they have done to us and how they stole from us, robbed us, or taken from us, whatever it made, whatever they have done to us, it's nothing compared to how we owe to the Lord, because we are taught the putting our back towards him. We are not paying attention to his presence. You know that he is everywhere present and fills all things, and yet we lose sight of him altogether. We don't pay attention to him. And that's a big, big, big insult to anybody. If you would walk in someplace and you want somebody to pay attention to you, or you'd be there, you wouldn't feel good when somebody doesn't pay attention to you at all. But if you walk up to some big shot in the world, and you know you're going to be paying attention to him, but we don't pay attention to our Lord. And this is where we are in debt to the Lord, because of our pride, because of our selfishness, because we are so proud that we are absolutely, we think that we are it and we don't need even the Lord. Yet he sustains our life all the time. He gives us life. Without him there is no life. He sustains our life, and he died for us on the cross, my beloved. He actually suffered before his death. He was beaten all night long by soldiers, and he was mocked and ridiculed, and all kinds of things, when terrible things were done to him. And he endured everything for my sake and for your sake, my beloved. You and me have to recognize that we are in the greatest debt to our Lord than anybody ever can be to us. And we have to learn to forgive everybody, no matter what they have done to us, no matter how many times they stabbed us, no matter what they have done. And we have to forgive them. We have to forgive them if we want to have the forgiveness from our Father who is in heaven. He is a merciful God. He wants to forgive us. He's willing to forgive us no matter what we have done. He's willing to forgive, but the condition is that we are to also to forgive our debtors, whoever have transgressed against us, that we have to, absolutely, we must forgive them. Don't hold any grudges. Don't hold any grudges against anybody, and don't hold any debts against anybody. If somebody borrowed something from you, took something from you, let it go. Let it go. If you were able to help somebody, thank the Lord for it, that the Lord gave you that opportunity to help somebody. Well, it doesn't mean I'm saying that those of us who are in debt, that we shouldn't try to pay off our debts. We should. We should absolutely try to also pay our debts. But if somebody owes us something, we should not be going after that. We should let it go. We should let it go. And so this is the spirit of Christian, Orthodox Christians. We have to realize that we are in a much greater debt to our Lord than anybody could be ever to us, no matter what they have done. Again, I will repeat myself, my beloved. Let's try to fulfill that prayer and our Father, and when we ask him, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and let us do that, and let's remember that we will not be forgiven our debts if we don't forgive our brothers or our sisters, whoever may be, wife or husband, whoever it may be, relatives or countrymen, whoever it may be. We have no right to hold any grudges, because the Lord showed us the way of the humility. He had not held the grudges against us, even though we are constantly slapping the Lord in the face, you might say, by not paying attention to his presence and not remembering his great suffering on the cross. We, my beloved, we have to realize that we are insulted our Lord all the time. We're not showing him the love that he deserves from us, and yet he is not willing to incarcerate us forever and ever. He's willing to forgive us. But the condition is that you and me have to learn to forgive each other. And let's work on that. Let's work on that so that we'll be able to truly be forgiven by the Lord. Is when we will learn how to forgive each other. And no matter what anybody does to you, always forgive. And I mean, it's when you forgive, it doesn't mean that you have to just consider the person that he is absolutely no good, and you judge him, and you have nothing to do with him. No, if he's in any trouble or she is in any trouble, you try to help him. You treat him as your friend, because you're supposed to love according to our teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. We're supposed to love our enemies, and this is what you and me have to learn to do, my beloved. Then you will be able to easily get the forgiveness from our Lord. If we learn to forgive everybody, everything, and not hold any grudges, and to be able to rejoice in meeting even those who are in our big debts, and not frown on them and look negative on them, but to consider them that they are still our friends, and we're supposed to love them. God bless you and give you the strength to fulfill God's commandment of not only loving your neighbor, but also as He commanded us to love our enemies. And thus we will openly, easily, we will be able to clear our way to be able to get to the kingdom of heaven and rejoice all the time the presence of the Lord and all the saints and the angels and all the saints and all our relatives and all those who have been here and that we may have loved. And we'll all be able to be together in the kingdom of heaven, where there will be no more sorrows or sickness of those sorrows, and there will be rejoicing in the presence of the constant presence of the Lord, where we will actually be able to see. Can you imagine? We'll be able to see Jesus Christ. We'll be able to see Mother of God, our Mother, and we'll be able to see our guardian angel and all the angels and all the heavenly dwellers. And this is the real joy, and this is what it is for us, for Orthodox Christians, to strive for, so that we can all be able to meet in the kingdom of heaven and rejoice forever. Amen.